from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Final hour of the week. Ben and Woods, Ben and Paul today on 97.3 The Fan. Woodsy again off, but we'll be back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. as we will be into the All-Star break. Now, we got the manager's report coming up momentarily, but question for you, Paulie. So Ben and Woods, summer break.
Yes.
Which is not really summer break, summer camp, whatever. We're here. We're just, you know, trying to make things fun next week. Does it start on Monday or Tuesday?
I believe Monday.
It does start on Monday.
Yes. Because
we'll have an entire series of games to talk about on Monday.
After that, I mean,
it'll be more of an... Monday will feel more, I think, like a normal show wrapping up the weekend, Padres baseball and such. But after that, next week should just kind of be fun, a little lighthearted.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are going to be loose.
And Friday, really, because even though the Padres will be back
we'll
in
be
Cleveland,
we don't
have any games to talk about. We'll look ahead a little bit, obviously, when we get to Friday. So, you know, Monday, Friday will be kind of the shoulders, but then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be the bulk of Ben and Woods' summer break next week, and try to have some fun as we hit the midpoint of the baseball season for your San Diego Padres, who will be back in action tonight against the Atlanta Braves. 6:40 first pitch, 5:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt. Mentioned it earlier, but the Padres did tinker around with their starting rotation for this series. Instead of Randy Vasquez, Matt Waldron, Dylan Cease, it's going to go Matt Waldron, Dylan Cease, Randy Vasquez. So moving two guys up a day and moving Randy Vasquez back a couple of days, which makes today's matchup Matt Waldron against Spencer Schwellenbach.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know much about Spencer Schwellenbach other than the Braves, like so many other teams, have been hit by a rash of pitching injuries. The Padres aren't the only one. Hurts to lose Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove, obviously, but tell that to the Braves with Spencer Strider out for the season. Tell that to the Dodgers, who have been hit by massive pitching injuries. Tell that to the Giants, who are only now getting Blake Snell back. Tell that to the Diamondbacks, who have yet to see. Has Eduardo Rodriguez pitched at all for them yet? Jordan Montgomery's been on the injured list at least twice after they spent a truckload in the offseason to pick up those two guys. So the pitching injuries are something that is happening everywhere, which is why getting pitching at the trade deadline here is going to be massively, massively difficult for any team, because so many teams are in desperate need of pitching right now.
It's like what we were talking about earlier and how there are, you know, so many teams in the mix, and it's kind of anybody's league right now in the National League, and that makes it so much more difficult to not know who's buying, who's selling. It could change on a whim in 3 days.
All right, let's get to it. It is time for our manager's report with Padres skipper Mike Shield. It is brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. And the manager of the Padres, Mike Shield, joining us right now. Let me say, Mike, you clean up nicely. I saw some video from last night's dinner at the Diamond. You looked very sharp out there. Maybe not Fernando Tatis Jr. level sharp, but you looked good. How was the event last night?
It was fantastic. You know, it was Yeah, I mean, no one's going to pull off the Toddy look. he's in his own league, man.
Certainly is.
A lot of dudes with some serious swag and style. But great event, great calls. You know, raised a lot of money. I think over $1 million for the Peter Seiler Legacy Foundation. So overall, just a really, really good night. And I was grateful for the guys to show up and have some fun with it.
So it leads me to my first question, though. And I've always kind of wondered this, because in other sports, you know, basketball coaches either will wear a suit or even a, you know, just a pullover or something. And football coaches will get a, you know, hoodie, Bill Belichick style. Baseball is the only sport where the manager actually has to dress in the uniform. Are you in favor of that? Because I know for guys like, I don't look great in a baseball uniform in my late 40s. Would you rather say, hey, can we just wear something like normal in the dugout? We're not going to be out there playing.
Oh, that's a fair question. I haven't really thought about it. I've always wore a uniform. And, yeah, sometimes I catch a glimpse. I'm like, oh, man, maybe your best look in the uniform right now. But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting question. I've never really thought about it.
Well,
I'd rather do the uniform for sure than the, you know, Connie Mack suit every day.
So. There you go. You don't, at least don't have to put on a tie every day. That's I'm on TV. I don't even put on a tie every day. No one wears ties anymore, except when you're really dressing up at an event like last night. Lots to get to. Let's go back. First of all, last Friday, we were off. We didn't talk to you, but what a game that was last Friday night. With the huge ninth inning comeback, and then the tying home run by Jurickson Profar and the Manny Machado walk-off home run. I'm just curious, when your team gives up six runs in the ninth inning to lose the lead, what's said, if anything, by you, any of your coaches, any of the players, as you're coming back for the bottom of the ninth, knowing you still got a shot, but that just has to be such a punch to the stomach in an inning like that?
Yeah, I mean, Taylor, too. You know, really three games, really, because right in the third, because we got the first out in the top of the ninth, you know, continued to have played, you know, as good a fundamental, you know, baseball as you could play. I mean, just really just had two really just clean games, well-played games against Texas. And then first, like I say, you know, we had a 7-2 lead, a lot of things done right. You know, he gets a homer, do some things that, you know, manufacture some runs, play clean defense. You know, Vasquez gives up a homer to Peterson in the first and settles down and gets into the seventh and grabs an out. Wandy comes in, gets his guys and starts the eighth with a couple outs. And Dalo finished the inning with an out and his guy. And like, all right, here we go. And like I said, get the first out. And then, you know, exception of the walk to McCarthy, you know, you got to give him credit. You know, base hit, Gurriel, base hit, Moreno, walk to McCarthy, you know, go to the bullpen, Thomas ambushed a heater for the grand slam. And, you know, then Gritchick got a change up, put a swing on it. So, you know, hit a double down the line, you know, right before that. So, you know, or doubled in right center with Carroll. So, you know, it wasn't like we just, you know, imploded and walked a lot of guys and made a lot of errors. Just one of those innings that, you know, baseball happens. And then ultimately, to your point, so that's phase two of it. And then the third phase is, you know, you look up and come in and guys weren't phased. It was really impressive. And, you know, they bring in their closer and Pro hits a solo homer. And, you know, Crony works in a tough walk. And, man, he gets a slider sweeper that he can put a swing on and doesn't miss it and send everybody home, largest crowd in Petco Park history, happy. So it was a wild one, to say the least.
Talking to Mike Schilt here on Bet and Woods, the manager's report brought to you by SDCCU. Mike, we've been following along with Xander Bogaerts, his most recent rehab assignment up in Lake Elsinore, and looked like he was swinging the bat pretty well. Any roster moves that the fans can expect here this weekend, maybe?
I'm not here to break news.
We love the breaking news, Mike.
I'm sure you do. I think that, I could clearly see why. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I don't think it's going to be a state secret, but, you know, expect Xander back sooner than later, and he got through his rehab last night, and looks like he's in a pretty good place. So, you know, stay tuned.
Speaking of guys, you had an update on Joe Musgrove earlier in the week throwing off a slope, and I know you said the next step was to see how he was kind of bounce back from that. Any news on how Joe's feeling after a throwing off the front of the mound?
Yeah, you know, he threw off the slope and felt good, came out clean. Talked to him, sounded like he recovered well. So, you know, he's still a work in progress, but the work's going in a favorable direction. So he's going to continue to look towards the next steps.
So we've gone through this a few times this season before, and at this point, I feel like it's fair that to have some faith that your team, after you know losing four in a row this week, no reason to think you're not going to bounce back. Does it help knowing you've done it, you know, three or four times this year, where you've gone into the normal, you know, just baseball slumps, as you said, that happen over the course of the season? Does it help your guys knowing every time they've pulled out of it and really gone on a nice run after you know, these mini losing streaks?
I mean, yeah, we've almost 100 games in the season, so I think the team's proven that it's going to be, you know, resilient when things don't go as well. I think anyone, like most of us, you know, listening, I'm sure, you know, you call 162 game season, you know, it's going to be ups and downs. It's just the reality of it. And, you know, we don't love it. You know, got to figure out a way to continue to get back on the proverbial horse and figure out, you know, how to win games and play the game. And, you know, we've got clearly an understanding how to do that and have done it. So it's just a matter of getting back to it.
Talking to Mike Shildt, another thing that happened since we last spoke, you had a number of guys who were either voted into the All-Star game or named as All-Star reserves, five players from the San Diego Padres. And curious, as the manager, do you get to let them know about that? How does that work? And what was the reaction like, especially for a guy like Jurickson Profar, who has played so long and never gotten an opportunity to do this? And then a guy like Jackson Merrill, who in his very first season, I mean, what an amazing thing to get to go to an All-Star game.
Yeah, it's really a special moment for the club. You know, you find out through our media outlets, you know, who our media representatives, who makes the club. And then, you know, you have the way I've done it. I think most clubs probably do the similar way. You know, you announce it. You know, you have an All-Star announce. We've had multiple now. I had one in Texas with Fernando and Pro, and you know, that was really special. We got, you know, we were on the road, obviously, and Toddy wasn't with us. We plugged him in on a FaceTime and on the big screen and announced it and with their teammates, and just a, you know, real heartfelt, genuine round of applause and excitement for the guys. And you know, they typically have, you know, want to say a few things. They talk about whatever's on their heart and their excitement. And, you know, clearly Pro was rightfully excited and enthusiastic. I mean, he's got that wonderful smile anyway, and it was on display. And of course, Toddy was happy and earned it. And then we got home and got the reserve announcements and the pitching announcements. And we're able to do the same thing with Suarez and Arise and Jackson, and, you know, did it in the clubhouse, and guys were able to celebrate it with them, and guys were, you know, clearly excited, rightfully so.
All right, Mike, I'm going to try again. I don't expect breaking news here, but I'm just going to ask. We all were following along with Fernando Tatis Jr., and there's been so many differing reports. He could be back this date. It could be September. He's not coming back at all. I mean, how's Toddy doing? How's he feeling? Is there anything you can tell us how he's progressing as he's looking to come back?
Well, I think you're setting yourself up to follow. I mean, people can, maybe the reports are true, but I haven't seen them. You know, the timetable's not, you know, established. There's clearly a plan, but it's not etched in stone right now. Right now he's still in the, similar to Joe, he's in the early phases of recovery. You know, he'll test again to see where he's at relative to the healing process of the baseline that was created, you know, 3 weeks ago, and that'll happen fairly soon. And then after that, we'll kind of take it from there like we did with Bogey. And but there is favorable news. He's you know, in normal movements and some controlled settings with some swings and some light activity and some pool work and so forth. He's pain free and recovering pretty well, but You know, he's still just got to heal that bone, and so there's no timetable on his return to play at the moment.
Mike, after your postgamer on Wednesday, you guys tweaked your starting rotation a little bit, so we hadn't really gotten a chance to ask you about it. I threw my speculation hat on and said, well, maybe they're trying to even out the amount of rest for all the starters, but moving Waldron and Cease up a day and Randy Vasquez back 2 days, can you give us kind of just the thinking behind setting up this final series before the All-Star break?
Well, we knew all three of those guys were going to pitch. Vasquez had a little baby girl.
Congratulations.
Yep. And I don't know how public that was, but I guess it is now. But yeah, he...
And you said no breaking news.
Yeah. Well, you got me. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we just pushed him back a little bit and for his schedule, and it just worked out that way. So they're all going to pitch. It's a matter of the order. So that's pretty much the reason.
All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. Now, you haven't gotten an opportunity to coach in one of those yet, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, 2025 National League All-Star manager Mike Schilt. And you know what that means, so I'm hoping that absolutely happens. But how much input do you have in terms of, especially like if you have a pitcher going like Suarez, in terms of like what the usage is? Do you talk to, you know, Torrey about any of your players before they go over there and what's going to go on? Or do you just kind of trust they're going to have the best interest of the players in mind?
I'll try to send Torrey a little text or something, but, you know, the regulars, you know, they'll be healthy. I'll just confirm it. You know, he manages the club however he sees fit. You know, the only thing you would do is, you know, it's a pitching situation was more or less with like a starter, where he'd be on turn. But you know, Suarez is going to have, you know, at least a day. Now if he goes, I don't think, you know, who knows? They just threw it yesterday, so he'll have a day in this series, I'm sure. But if he should be able to grab an inning for them on Tuesday without much of a challenge, and you know, have Wednesday and Thursday off. So, but if he's compromised anyway, I'll shoot out a little text to him. But I expect him to be full go and represent us.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend against the Atlanta Braves. A tough team. You guys played well against them in Atlanta back in May. Before you go, because I wanted to ask you this. Today is National French Fry Day. What is Mike Schilt's favorite fast food French fries?
I'm a big fry guy.
Huh?
You know, I eat them with ranch.
Oh, okay. Not the usual ketchup. He goes with the ranch. I can respect that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yep. So, gosh. Five Guys without the salt.
Good call.
Yeah, it's probably where
I mean, McDonald's are always hard to beat, but I said McDonald's and Five Guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they're solid.
I like those Chick-fil-A waffle fries, too, though. Do you like those?
Can't beat them. Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Mike, good luck this weekend. Enjoy the All-Star break, and good luck to the team again in the second half of the season. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
There he is, Padres manager Mike Schilt. Our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. All right, we will take a quick timeout. We'll come back, react to all the non-breaking news that we didn't get from Mike Schilt, but you can still read between the lines a little bit.
Hey, we got some breaking news. I feel happy.
We did.
Congratulations to Randy Vasquez.
Congratulations on a new little girl. They'll have Manny Machado's little one. We'll have someone their age to play with growing up. Hopefully, you know, Randy Vasquez is around a long time. You know, into the starting rotation now. Maybe years to come, teammates with Manny, and their kids can grow up and go to school together or something. But we'll read between the lines, as we always do, when we come back with more Ben Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fam.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So I'm sure you all caught when I asked Mike Shield about last Friday's game, the incredible ninth inning, blowing a five-run lead, and then tying it up and winning it in walk-off fashion. That, while we're very used to Mike Shield in his post-game news conferences going through the play-by-play of the game, I kind of understand that. It's kind of the old, all right, just kind of organize my thoughts in my mind, or here's what happened, then this happened, then that happened. It's pretty amazing that he can do it still a week later, after they've played four other games, and he still knew, like, what happened, like, in every inning of the game, the sequence of at-bats in the ninth inning of a game a week ago.
Yeah.
Like, who it was, who got all the hits,
exactly,
not just for the Padres,
pitch,
but for the opponent, you know, what the pitches looked like, who walked, and everything. That, remember, that was five games ago, and he still,
it's pretty incredible,
was able to go through it. I feel like I need to compete against him now. Either is me going through my golf round from a week ago, or Mike Shildt going through the play-by-play of like some random game. Now I want to test him. Like, okay, May 17th against whoever. Go, just tell me what happened in that game. Go. Give me the play-by-play from the start to the end. I think he could do it.
Chris says in the chat, why are you surprised? Like, if anybody on earth should be able to sympathize and relate to that, it's you. You could tell us any shot on any round of golf in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's easier that once I play more rounds, they do start mixing up a little bit in my mind, because they're, you know, it's the same course. And all right, was this the round from 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? Because I remember like the next couple of days, but then it starts to like fade, like memory does. Apparently, it doesn't fade for Mike Shildt. It remains quite fresh and quite right there. What happened even a week ago in that game? So I thought that was fairly notable. Again, not any huge updates, and I think he's being pretty honest when it comes to Fernando Tatis Jr. That it's not that they're hiding anything; it's that the injury will dictate the timeline of the return.
I'm just asking the questions.
Yeah, there's just no. It's like you can't accelerate it. You can't really slow it down. It'll heal when it heals, and when it does, then they start, you know, a rehab process that will take a certain amount of time. But until then, you're just kind of at the mercy of, you know, what Nando's body actually does in terms of recovering. And he says he's feeling better now. That's the first step, but that's the first of many steps. Joe came off of his throwing session off the front of the mound feeling good. That's a positive sign. And while he wouldn't come out and completely say that Xander Bogaerts is back tonight, Xander Bogaerts is coming back for this series against the Atlanta Braves. Even he couldn't really deny the truth that he's ready and he's set to come back. So that'll happen almost certainly today or tomorrow at the very latest, I would think, that Xander Bogaerts is returning for the San Diego Padres.
Any guesses on the corresponding move?
Well, they have three catchers right now, so I wouldn't want to be Brett Sullivan probably at the moment, because that's always an easy one.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily need three catchers at once, but could be other moves. You kind of still need your outfielders, though. You know, Bryce Johnson hasn't done much offensively, but who else are you going to play out there or at least put out there as a defensive replacement late in the game if you need him? So, you know, I don't think Tyler Wade's going anywhere at the moment. So, yeah, I'd say Booty is probably the guy who's going to have a packed bag in the locker room at Petco Park if Xander Bogaerts is, in fact, activated today. I don't know anything. I'm just making a guess
two and
there.
Two together.
He also got the start in the game yesterday. That's also a sign like, hey, let's get him out here once before we have to send him back to AAA, possibly. Just guessing and speculating.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I don't think it's going to be a state secret, but, you know, expect Xander back sooner than later, and he got through his rehab last night, and looks like he's in a pretty good place. So, you know, stay tuned.
He does not want to step on AJ Preller's toes when it comes to decisions and announcements on roster moves, which I would probably be the same.
I get it.
given AJ, you know, knowing that he wants to, you know, he wants everyone to be in line and in sync. You don't want to be talking out of school. You want to make sure everyone feels like everyone's on the same page in the organization. So I do get that and understand where he's coming from. Cool news about Paul Skeens going to be starting the All-Star game. Found out earlier. He actually found out live on the Dan Patrick Show from Tori Lavullo, apparently. Called in and said, hey.
So Paul Skeens was on being interviewed by Dan Patrick, and they surprised him with Tori Lavullo?
Yeah. He said, hey, amazing. We got your skipper from the Arizona Diamondbacks here. He's got
so
something
cool
to say to you. And it's like, yeah, you're my guy. You're starting the game on Tuesday night against the American League.
I love that.
And probably, I'm sure, just one.
Patrick guy that's got all that pull to get the National League manager on.
Dan Pugh, actually. That's a stage name.
Whoa.
Dan Patrick is his television name, but his real name is Dan Pugh. I worked for his brother once at one of the previous radio stations in town.
Bill
was Dan's brother and was a radio executive here in San Diego. So he took the deal. You know, I can see it kind of glides off the tongue a little bit. Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
As opposed to Dan Pugh. Just, you know, not the same. It's like Dan Stevens. Sounds really, really sexy.
Terrible.
as a fake name on
Terrible
radio and television.
Name. Terrible.
All right, we're going to come back. We might get a call from a Tier 1. We got a little teaser text from, was it Woods who sent us the text?
No.
It was actually
Max
sent us? Okay, well, maybe Max wants to call in. He had an idea from our roundtable yesterday about Ha-Sung Kim trade possibilities. I haven't really talked about that this morning, but if you want to get into that, we can in our final segment of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's see, what's the other thing we learned from Mike Shildt? I asked him about the change in the pitching rotation, and we had lots of speculation. Paul, you thought they wanted to try aggressively to win the first couple of games of the series before Chris Sale pitches on Sunday. Good theory.
I thought that was just a theory, and
I knew
he wasn't going to tell us
anything. I thought it was more about lining up the rest days through the All-Star break to set up the second half of the season, which is a good theory as well. But Mike Shildt said, no, Randy Vasquez, he had a baby, and they wanted to give him a couple of extra days and push him back.
We're both completely wrong.
Totally whiffed on that one. Let's see. All right. So as we teased and we talked about it yesterday in the roundtable, that while yes, we're expecting the Padres to probably trade prospects for players that can help them now, they also have a player in Ha-Sung Kim who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year and would be a pretty valuable commodity to teams that are looking for a versatile top defensive and really actually better than average offensive infielder right now. And with the return of Xander Bogaerts, would you consider trying to make a move? And we got our friend Tier 1 Max Searle, who is on the line. Anyone with an IMDb page is all right with me. Max, of course, was the producer of the hilarious Dave. Got other projects going right now. But Max, welcome to Ben and Woods.
Up,
how
Max?
Are you this morning?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How's that IMDb page looking?
Oh my God, IMDb is so great.
Have you started work on the Ben and Woods documentary yet?
You know what? That is in the queue coming up. You guys just let me know when you want me to come down there, and I don't know if certain people on the show would maybe want that to come out though. Maybe
well,
certain people
here,
that are on vacation right now. Yeah,
he's randomly
running into celebrities on vacation like he always does. I have no idea how it happens, but swear he's going to have a story about some weird celebrity encounter that he had this weekend.
Well, he's a magnetic personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I called. I texted this to Woods. Now this is Woods approved. He said I like it. He said call Ben and Paul and pitch it to him. I was listening to the show yesterday. I love the Hassan Kim talk. I get it. I agree. Even though I don't want to lose him, it makes sense. And I thought, of course, like you said, the clubhouse part is probably the biggest component. Yeah. Guys would be pissed. What is a deal that could maybe mitigate that a little bit? And so I thought about it, thought about the teams you guys are talking about who need shortstops. Let me lay this one out here, and I can give you some more reasoning after I say it. You trade Kim, maybe throw in Peralta or someone to add some salary to the Giants, and you bring back Blake Snell. Now, here's what I'm thinking. Snell has been terrible this year. He had a decent start when he came off the IL. He's got that $32 million player option. They definitely don't want to pay that next year. They're already $15 million over the luxury tax. They're probably going to want to make some more moves. You give them Kim. You bring back Snell. It still keeps us under the tax because of how much you have to pay Snell. And you get the chance to get a guy who could be a dominant starting pitcher, which you would not otherwise be able to get on the open market right now without giving up a DeVries or a Salas. Let me hear your thoughts.
I'm intrigued. First of all, Tony Gwynn Jr. told us in the roundtable, don't make too much of the chemistry thing. These are professional baseball players. They will get it. They will figure it out and move on with their lives, even if Ha-Sung Kim is gone. My biggest concern, and you did kind of address it, is that option for next year for Blake Snell. If they can keep it under the luxury tax this year, which is clearly an important goal for the Padres to stop with the penalties, not just the cash penalties, but the draft penalties and the other things that come when you go over. If they can stay under that, and still add Blake Snell, I think you've got a potential idea on your hands here. He looked good in his last start, just five innings, but he looked more Blake Snell-like. You reunite him with Ruben Niebla. You feel like he's going to be comfortable. If anyone can be comfortable right away, it's Blake in San Diego coming back. I think selling it to Giants fans who are expecting a winning season, Max, is going to be the tough part. But I guess if you're getting Ha-Sung Kim, you can kind of frame it. We're not waving the white flag. We're just reallocating our resources toward our second half run, maybe?
Well, I thought about it. Okay, so there's two scenarios. One, Giants go one way. They're already, I think, four games under 500. They start to tank, and you think, okay, season's over. The other thing is they actually are one of the few teams in the league. They have Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb coming back off the IL. So they're actually getting pitching in the second half. So I think they're one of the few teams that could potentially maybe lose a starting pitcher, especially if they're thinking, oh, God, Snell's going to pick up this $32 million option. He's been terrible for us. It might not be the craziest deal in the world for them to cut bait and send him back to a team where he knows he's going to be comfortable. And now maybe they don't want to do that because we're in the division, but I think it could be a potential match.
Maybe I'm crazy. The best solution of all, and it's a little Hollywood, is invent a time machine, go back and offer Seth Lugo $4 million more dollars to stay here and pitch like a Cy Young Award winner in San Diego instead of Kansas City. That would solve a lot of problems if the Padres could do that. And I'm a little angry just because I said in the offseason, he's the one I really would like to keep. And I guess they just felt like they couldn't afford. What was it like the difference? It was like 1 year and just like few million dollars and like, oh, he's pitched so well this year. Would love to have that guy back.
They were really penny pinching, and I think they had that back. I mean, I'd take Michael Wacha back right now. I think we could take anyone at this point.
Yeah, and part of this, and I hate to even, it sounds crass bringing it up, but the fact that Yu Darvish is on the restricted list and not getting paid right now. And of course, just hoping that Yu comes back and everything's fine, obviously, with his family. But that money actually does now not go against the CBT as long as he's on the restricted list. And
right.
if he's making $20 million, even if he's gone for a month, that saves you like $4 million or so under that that you can use this year without going over the luxury tax level. So that could help you bring in Blake Snell. Well, they got about $15 million left this year, prorated. Maybe you get, as you said, you shed a salary or just get the Giants to pick up, you know, $5 or $6 million. You could stay under the luxury tax. And then you can worry about in the offseason if you need to make other moves, or you can go over next year without nearly the same kind of penalties.
Well, I think what Preller likes to do is he likes these 1 or 2 year pitcher options. So I think having Snell, $32 million, maybe that's an overpay, but it's 1 year. You're not locked into this guy for $200 million for the next 7 years or whatever. I think it's a pretty fair asset to have coming into next season, even if he does pitch poorly the rest of the year, because we know how he goes. He pitches terribly, and then all of a sudden, second half rolls around, and he's a Cy Young again.
Max, I think it's the best idea I've heard so far. I'm going to give you full credit for it. We'll probably bring it up on the roundtable next week if they haven't made that move yet. Thank you very much for adding to the discourse this morning,
right,
on Ben and Woods.
I hope AJ is listening.
Yeah, buddy. You know what? I hope he's listening too. Except, I really hope he's not listening to this show. Because that would just make me nervous if I thought AJ Preller was listening every morning.
Good morning, guys.
He's listening. Maybe not 4 hours. He's on the phone. He's doing other things. I'd be surprised if he isn't tuning in occasionally. I know he's tuning in occasionally. I was with my brother last week, and they play basketball together. And Sam tells me that AJ sometimes goes, What are they talking about? Tell your brother he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, I get that message occasionally. So obviously, you know, there is some word that at least gets back to AJ about what goes on this program. All right. Let's take a final look at traffic. Still have some things Ben likes as we head into the Annie and Elston program and get you ready for the weekend and the return of Woods on Monday. All coming up here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, a couple items just quickly before we wrap it up. This is a very Ben sportsy note that I'm throwing out there. But just a little bit of breaking news this morning involving our Holiday Bowl. It was announced today that the Holiday Bowl will retain its partnership with the Pac-12 for the next 2 years. And I know you're going, what, there is no more Pac-12. All but two schools are gone. Well, even though they're gone, they're going to honor their bowl commitments for the next 2 years. So the Holiday Bowl, the DirecTV Holiday Bowl, will still get the second pick of Pac-12 teams after the Las Vegas Bowl, but they get to pick from all the teams that are either in the Big Ten or the Big 12 or even the ACC, although that would be kind of weird because they're also playing an ACC team. I don't know if take Stanford or Cal, those are the ACC schools, but they will still have one of the former Pac-12 teams participating for the next 2 years in the DirecTV Holiday Bowl, at which is moving back to Snapdragon Stadium, they announced last month as well. So that's new, was announced, I believe, at the Big 12 Media Days, because they didn't have a spot for all of those teams that were coming in to go to, like, new bowl games, like in the Big 12 and the Big 10.
Right.
All these extra teams, where are we going to put them in the end of the bowl? Just keep the agreements. And so even if, like, USC finishes third in the Big 10, the Holiday Bowl can choose them as their representative, whereas the Big Ten Bowls will not be able to choose USC as a bowl representative. Does that make sense, some sense? Did I explain that well enough? A little bit?
Yes.
Kind of? Sort of?
The whole reshuffling of all the conferences is going to confuse me.
Yeah, it's going to be confusing for a while. And the Pac-2 still exists with Oregon State and Washington State. I don't know. The other thing... Hey, I like giving away tickets, and we got the opportunity here as we head into Things Ben Likes to give away two more tickets this week to John Fogerty in concert at the Rady Shell. Beautiful venue. If you have not been there, you really should check it out. He's going to be playing on, I believe, September 4th at the Rady Shell, and you can win tickets right now by calling 833-288-0973. Third caller is going to win a pair. You can also get your own tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but while we listen to Things Ben Likes, call in at 833-288-0973 for your chance to win our last pair of John Fogerty tickets this week. And before we get to Annie and Elston, let's wrap things up with a rousing edition of Things That I Like.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good, thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza.
I really like those seats.
I like a midnight buffet.
I kind of like the smell of soft scrub.
I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy. I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
Fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli.
I like to mix it up.
I like science experiments.
I like that song.
I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. I like the little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I like maps.
I'll say I like Justin Turner.
I like going to golf games. I like diving into chores.
I like sugar.
I do like Butterfinger.
I like blue and silver are not bad colors.
I like the time change.
I like Major League Baseball's new rule.
I like the radio.
I like geography.
I like the knuckle method.
I like Skippy.
And I like pie.
I like Bob Melvin. I really do.
I liked Jace Tingler, too.
I like this day.
I like being right.
I still do like movie scores.
I like good food.
I like maps.
Right. I like when interviews can turn into organic conversation.
I do like a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
I like having the wind go through my hair.
I think I like shows that the characters have an arc.
I like the full lettuce, tomato, onion experience as well.
I like those kind of burgers.
I like the big overflowing bag of fries.
I like those little Smarties rolls.
I liked what I saw from Seth Lugo.
I liked his competitive fire.
I like walking around between the different lands.
Steve Kerr, though, I like that.
I like living on the coast.
I like watching Tiger still.
I like the idea of that matchup.
I liked what I saw in the preseason.
I like the aloneness sometimes of Texas Hold'em.
I like watching San Diego State basketball.
I like those cashew buttered cashews.
I like cold, clear sake.
I like a lot of things.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I just like rankings.
I like Steve Winwood.
I like Pie Gal Poker.
I like to be informed on subjects.
I like Chicago.
I like Tom Petty.
I like the idea of another left-handed bat in the lineup for sure.
I do like a good Matt Damon film.
I like being on the same page.
I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts. I like a lot of things.
I like this shirt.
I like Wipeout.
I liked my omelet.
I like San Diego State at home.
I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player.
I like vanilla.
I like the atmosphere.
I like the felt on a poker table. Just kind of how it feels under your fingers when you're there.
I like rhubarb pie.
I like the window seat.
Changing the subject. I like that.
I like peeps. Just a standard yellow peep.
I like how San Diego State's playing right now.
I like finer things.
I like calling a game.
I like fiction more than nonfiction.
Just like the cream.
I actually like playing golf with other people.
I've liked everything I've seen so far from Mike Schill.
I like Mexican food.
I like just the solar system.
I do like steak.
I like specifics.
I like going to 7 Mile Casino during the day.
I like that people are there having a good time.
I like my new eating schedule. I liked what I was eating.
Yeah, I like the variety of the menu at Sammy's.
I do like a good midnight buffet.
God, you like a lot of things.
I literally say I like a lot of things in the list of things.
It's just crazy.
Ben likes. Brandon wants to know, do you like Adam Mazur yet? I don't dislike Adam Mazur, but I can't say that I've gotten to the level of
we know the answer
of like at this point. Lisa says, I like how Ben says solar system. How the solar system? I think it's more of a question. The one that I get most into is, I do like a good Matt Damon film. Don't know why, I was just got a little excited about that one as well. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us this week, even without Woods and his outrageous stories today. But he'll have new outrageous stories for us, undoubtedly.
Oh, plenty.
On Monday morning from his weekend that will not go as he planned.
Summer break, Ben and Woods.
Summer break next week. Yeah, we'll wrap up the Braves series and then we'll have some fun. Next, we needed a little break, obviously. We all do in the middle of the season. So we invite you to join us for it. Annie and Elston coming up next. Great job by Paul Reindl, wearing multiple hats as always. I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy your weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Outside.
Let's see, what's the other thing we learned from Mike Shildt? I asked him about the change in the pitching rotation, and we had lots of speculation. Paul, you thought they wanted to try aggressively to win the first couple of games of the series before Chris Sale pitches on Sunday. Good theory.
I thought that was just a theory, and I knew he wasn't going
to
tell us
anything. I thought it was more about lining up the rest days through the All-Star break to set up the second half of the season, which is a good theory as well. But Mike Shildt said, no, Randy Vasquez, he had a baby, and they wanted to give him a couple of extra days and push him back.
We were both completely wrong.
Totally whiffed on that one. Let's see. All right, so as we teased, and we talked about it yesterday in the roundtable, that, well, yes, we're expecting the Padres to probably trade prospects for players that can help them now. They also have a player in Ha-Sung Kim who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year and would be a pretty valuable commodity to teams that are looking for a versatile, top defensive, and really actually better than average offensive infielder right now. And with the return of Xander Bogaerts, would you consider trying to make a move? And we got our friend Tier 1 Max Searle, who is on the line. Anyone with an IMDb page is all right with me. Max, of course, was the producer of the hilarious Dave. Got other projects going right now. But Max, welcome to Ben and Woods.
What's up,
Max? Are you this morning?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Good. How's that IMDb page looking?
Oh, my God. IMDb is so great.
Have you started work on the Ben and Woods documentary yet?
You know what? That is in the queue coming up. You guys just let me know when you want me to come down there. And I don't know if certain people on the show would maybe want that to come out, though. Maybe
well,
certain people
here,
that are on vacation right now.
He's,
yeah,
he's out. He's out rule okay, two to fine. Three. Right
he,
now.
He's out randomly running into celebrities on vacation like he always does. I have no idea how it happens, but swear he's going to have a story about some weird celebrity encounter that he had this weekend.
Well, he's a magnetic personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I called, I texted this to Woods. Now, this is Woods approved. He said, I like it. He said, call Ben and Paul and pitch it to him. I was listening to the show yesterday. I love the Ha-Sung Kim talk. I get it. I agree. Even though I don't want to lose him, it makes sense. And I thought, of course, like you said, the clubhouse part is probably the biggest component. Yeah. Guys would be pissed. What is a deal that could maybe mitigate that a little bit? And so I thought about it, thought about the teams you guys are talking about who need shortstops. Let me lay this one out here, and I can give you some more reasoning after I say it. You trade Kim, maybe throw in Peralta or someone to add some salary to the Giants, and you bring back Blake Snell. Now, here's what I'm thinking. Snell has been terrible this year. He had a decent start when he came off the IL. He's got that $32 million player option. They definitely don't want to pay that next year. They're already $15 million over the luxury tax. They're probably going to want to make some more moves. You give them Kim. You bring back Snell. It still keeps us under the tax because of how much you have to pay Snell. And you get the chance to get a guy who could be a dominant starting pitcher, which you would not otherwise be able to get on the open market right now without giving up a DeVries or a Salas. Let me hear your thoughts.
I'm intrigued. First of all, Tony Gwynn Jr. told us in the roundtable, don't make too much of the chemistry thing. These are professional baseball players. They will get it. They will figure it out and move on with their lives, even if Ha-Sung Kim is gone. My biggest concern, and you did kind of address it, is that option for next year for Blake Snell. If they do get under the, if they can keep it under the luxury tax this year, which is clearly an important goal for the Padres to stop with the penalties, not just the cash penalties, but the draft penalties and the other things that come when you go over. If they can stay under that and still add Blake Snell, I think you've got a potential idea on your hands here. He looked good in his last start, just five innings, but he looked more Blake Snell-like. You reunite him with Ruben Niebla. You feel like he's going to be comfortable. If anyone can be comfortable right away, when it's Blake in San Diego. Coming back, I think selling it to Giants fans who are expecting a winning season, Max, is going to be the tough part. But I guess if you're getting Ha-Sung Kim, you can kind of frame it. We're not waving the white flag. We're just reallocating our resources toward our second half run, maybe?
Well, I thought about it. Okay, so there's two scenarios. One, Giants go one way. They're already, I think, four games under 500. They start to tank, and you think, okay, season's over. The other thing is they actually are one of the few teams in the league. They have Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb coming back off the IL. So they're actually getting pitching in the second half. So I think they're one of the few teams that could potentially maybe lose a starting pitcher, especially if they're thinking, oh, God, we got to Snell's going to pick up this $32 million option. He's been terrible for us. It might not be the craziest deal in the world for them to cut bait and send him back to a team where he knows he's going to be comfortable. And now maybe they don't want to do that because we're in the division, but I think it could be a potential match.
The best,
maybe I'm crazy.
The best solution of all, and it's a little Hollywood, is invent a time machine, go back and offer Seth Lugo $4 million more to stay here and pitch like a Cy Young Award winner in San Diego instead of Kansas City. That would solve a lot of problems if the Padres could do that. And I'm a little angry just because I said in the offseason, he's the one I really would like to keep. And I guess they just felt like they couldn't afford. What was it like, the difference? It was like 1 year and just like few million dollars. And like, oh, he's pitched so well this year. Would love to have that guy back.
They were really penny pinching. And I think if they had that back, I mean, I'd take Michael Wacha back right now. I think we could take anyone at this point.
Yeah. And part of this, and, you know, I hate to even, it sounds crass bringing it up, but the fact that Yu Darvish is on the restricted list and not getting paid right now, and of course, you know, just hoping that Yu comes back and everything's fine, obviously, with his family. But that money actually does now not go against the CBT as long as he's on the restricted list. And
right.
If he's making $20 million, even if he's gone for a month, that saves you like four million or so under that you can use this year without going over the luxury tax level. So that could help you bring in Blake Snell. What, they got about $15 million left this year, prorated. Maybe you get, as you said, you shed a salary or just get the Giants to pick up, you know, $5 or $6 million. You could stay under the luxury tax, and then you can worry about in the offseason if you need to make other moves, or you can go over next year without nearly the same kind of penalties.
Well, I think what Preller likes to do is he likes these 1 or 2 year pitcher options. So I think having Snell, $32 million, maybe that's an overpay, but it's 1 year. You're not locked into this guy for $200 million for the next 7 years or whatever. I think it's a pretty fair asset to have coming into next season, even if he does pitch poorly the rest of the year, because we know how he goes. He pitches terribly, and then all of a sudden, second half rolls around, and he's a Cy Young again.
Max, I think it's the best idea I've heard so far. I'm going to give you full credit for it. We'll probably bring it up on the roundtable next week if they haven't made that move yet. Thank you very much for adding to the discourse this morning,
right,
on Ben
well,
and Woods.
I hope AJ is listening.
Yeah, hey, buddy. You know what? I hope he's listening too. Except I really hope he's not listening to this show, because that would just make me nervous if I thought AJ Preller was listening every morning.
Good morning, guys.
He's listening. I mean, maybe not 4 hours. He's on the phone. He's doing other things. I'd be surprised if he isn't tuning in occasionally. I know he's tuning in occasionally. I was with my brother last week, and they play basketball together. And Sam tells me that AJ sometimes goes, What are they talking about? Tell your brother. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, I get that message occasionally. So obviously, you know, there is some word that at least gets back to AJ about what goes on this program. All right, let's take a final look at traffic. Still have some things Ben likes as we head into the Annie and Elston program and get you ready for the weekend and the return of Woods on Monday. All coming up here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, a couple items just quickly before we wrap it up. This is a very Ben sportsy note that I'm throwing out there. But just a little bit of breaking news this morning involving our Holiday Bowl. It was announced today that the Holiday Bowl will retain its partnership with the Pac-12 for the next 2 years. And I know you're going, what, there is no more Pac-12. All but two schools are gone. Well, even though they're gone, they're going to honor their bowl commitments for the next 2 years. So the Holiday Bowl, the DirecTV Holiday Bowl, will still get the second pick of Pac-12 teams after the Las Vegas Bowl. But they get to pick from all the teams that are either in the Big Ten or the Big 12 or even the ACC, although that would be kind of weird because they're also playing an ACC team. Right. I don't know if take Stanford or Cal. Those are the ACC schools. But they will still have one of the former Pac-12 teams participating for the next 2 years in the DirecTV Holiday Bowl, which is moving back to Snapdragon Stadium, they announced last month as well. So that's new, was announced, I believe, at the Big 12 Media Days, because they didn't have a spot for all of those teams that were coming in
to go to like new bowl games, like in the Big 12 and the Big 10,
right.
All these extra teams, where are we going to put them in the end of the bowl? Just keep the agreements. And so even if like USC finishes third in the Big 10, the Holiday Bowl can choose them as their representative, whereas the Big 10 bowls will not be able to choose USC as a bowl representative. Does that make some sense? Did I explain that well enough? A little bit?
Yes.
Kind of? Sort of?
The whole reshuffling of all the conferences is going to confuse
me. Yeah, it's going to be confusing
years.
For a while. And the Pac-2 still exists with Oregon State and Washington State. I don't know. The other thing, hey, I like giving away tickets, and we got the opportunity here as we head into Things Ben Likes to give away two more tickets this week to John Fogerty in concert at the Rady Shell, a beautiful venue. If you have not been there, you really should check it out. He's going to be playing on, I believe, September 4th at the Rady Shell, and you can win tickets right now by calling 833-288-0973. Third caller is going to win a pair. You can also get your own tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but while we listen to Things Ben Likes, call in at 833-288-0973. Your chance to win our last pair of John Fogerty tickets this week. And before we get to Annie and Elston, let's wrap things up with a rousing edition of Things That I Like.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good, thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seeds. I like a midnight buffet.
I kind of like the smell of soft scrub. I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy.
I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
Fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake.
I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli.
I like to mix it up.
I like science experiments.
I like that song.
I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese.
I like the little lunch meat.
I like very straight lines.
I like cannelloni.
I like a well-crafted headline.
I like brown sugar.
I like maps.
I'll say I like Justin Turner.
I like going to golf games. I like diving into chores.
I like sugar.
I do like Butterfinger.
I like blue and silver, not bad colors.
I like the time change.
I like Major League Baseball's new rule.
I like the radio.
I like geography.
I like the knuckle method.
I like Skippy.
And I like pie.
I like Bob Melvin. I really do.
I liked Jace Tingler, too.
I like this day.
I like being right.
I still do like movie scores.
I like good food.
I like maps.
Right. I like when interviews can turn into organic conversation.
I do like a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
I like having the wind go through my hair.
I think I like shows that the characters have an arc.
I like the full lettuce, tomato, onion experience as well.
I like those kind of burgers.
I like the big overflowing bag of fries.
I like those little Smarties rolls.
I liked what I saw from Seth Lugo.
I liked his competitive fire.
I like walking around between the different lands.
Steve Kerr, though, I like that.
I like living on the coast.
I like watching Tiger still.
I like the idea of that matchup.
I liked what I saw in the preseason.
I like the aloneness sometimes of Texas Hold'em.
I like watching San Diego State basketball.
I like those cashew-buttered cashews.
I like cold, clear sake.
I like a lot of things.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I just like rankings.
I like Steve Winwood.
I like Pie Gal Poker.
I like to be informed on subjects.
I like Chicago.
I like Tom Petty.
I like the idea of another left-handed bat in the lineup for sure.
I do like a good Matt Damon film.
I like being on the same page.
I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts. I like a lot of things.
I like this shirt.
I like Wipeout.
I liked my omelet.
I like San Diego State at home.
I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player.
I like vanilla.
I like the atmosphere.
I like the felt on a poker table. Just kind of how it feels under your fingers when you're there.
I like rhubarb pie.
I like the window seat.
Changing the subject. I like that.
I like peeps. Just the standard yellow peep. I like how San Diego State's playing right now. I like finer things. I like calling a game. I like fiction more than nonfiction, just like the cream. I actually like playing golf with other people. I've liked everything I've seen so far from Mike Schill. I like Mexican food. I like just the solar system. I do like steak. I like specifics. I like going to 7 Mile Casino during the day. I like that people are there having a good time. I like my new eating schedule. I liked what I was eating. Yeah, I like the variety of the menu at Sammy's. I do like a good midnight buffet.
God, you like a lot of things.
I literally say I like a lot of things in the list of things.
It's just crazy.
Ben likes. Brandon wants to know, do you like Adam Mazur yet? I don't dislike Adam Mazur, but I can't say that I've gotten to the level of,
we know the answer,
of like at this point. Lisa says, I like how Ben says solar system. How the solar system? I think it's more of a question. The one that I get most into is, I do like a good Matt Damon film. Don't know why, I just got a little excited about that one as well. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us this week, even without Woods and his outrageous stories today. But he'll have new outrageous stories for us, undoubtedly.
Oh, plenty.
On Monday morning from his weekend that will not go as he planned.
Summer break, Ben and Woods.
Summer break next week. Yeah, we'll wrap up the Braves series and then we'll have some fun. Next, we need a little break, obviously. We all do in the middle of the season. So we invite you to join us for it. Annie and Elston coming up next. Great job by Paul Reindl, wearing multiple hats as always. I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy your weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.